This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Minipris, Minimum Epress. Active ingredient, S. Prazosin, Prazosin. This leaflet provides important information about using Minipris. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Minipris. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Minipris? Minipris contains the active ingredient Prazosin. Minipris belongs to a family of medicines called alpha blockers. These medicines work by relaxing muscles in the walls of blood vessels and reducing the resistance to blood flow. They also relieve prostate problems by relaxing muscles in the prostate gland and increasing the flow of urine. Minipris is used to treat high blood pressure, also called hypertension, benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH, prostate trouble in men waiting for prostate surgery, Raynaud's disease, where the fingers become white and painful when cold, and certain types of heart failure. When used to treat high blood pressure or heart failure, Minipris is often used in combination with other medicines. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Minipris has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. What should I know before I use Minipris? Do not take Minipris if 1. You are allergic to Prazosin or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. 2. Any other alpha blocker medicine, e.g. Hitrin. 3. You are under 12 years of age. Minipris is not recommended for use in children under 12 years of age. If you are not sure whether you should be taking Minipris, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have any other medical conditions including heart problems such as heart failure or angina, kidney, or liver problems. Take any medicines for any other condition. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start Minipris. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start Minipris. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. In particular, tell your doctor if you are taking medicines used to lower blood pressure, fluid tablets, diuretics, medicines to treat impotence, erectile dysfunction. Some medicines may interfere with Minipris and affect how it works. Other medicines that lower high blood pressure may have an additive effect with Minipris and make your blood pressure too low. As a result, their dose may need to be changed when Minipris is started. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Minipris. Your doctor or pharmacist has a complete list of medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking Minipris. How do I use Minipris? How much to take? Minipris is usually started at a low dose of 0.5 mg, half a 1 mg tablet taken twice a day. Follow the instructions provided and use Minipris until your doctor tells you to stop. Starting with a low dose reduces the risk of too great a drop in your blood pressure, which can make you dizzy, lightheaded, or faint. Your doctor may gradually increase this dose as required. This may depend on your age, your condition, and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. Hypertension, high blood pressure. The usual starting dose is 0.5 mg, half a 1 mg tablet taken twice a day, increasing to 1 mg taken 2 or 3 times a day. Your doctor may increase this up to 20 mg a day, taken in divided doses. Heart failure. The usual starting dose is 0.5 mg, half a 1 mg tablet increasing to 4 mg a day, divided into 3, or 4 doses. This may be increased by your doctor up to 20 mg a day, taken in divided doses. Raynaud's disease. The usual starting dose is 0.5 mg, half a 1 mg tablet taken twice a day. Your doctor may increase this up to 1 mg, or 2 mg taken twice a day. Benign prostatic hyperplasia, BPH. The usual starting dose is 0.5 mg, half a 1 mg tablet taken twice a day. Your doctor may increase this to 2 mg taken twice a day. When to take Minipris? Minipris should be taken at the same time each day. When you first start taking Minipris, or if your doctor increases your dose, take the first dose last thing at night, just before going to bed. Be especially careful if you need to get up during the night, because you may feel dizzy and could fall. How to take Minipris? Swallow the tablets with a glass of water or other liquid. It does not matter if you take Minipris before or after food. How long to take Minipris? Keep taking Minipris every day until your doctor tells you to stop. If you are taking Minipris for high blood pressure, heart failure, or Raynaud's disease, you may need to take it for a long time. Minipris will help control these conditions, but will not cure them. Therefore, it must be taken every day. If you are taking Minipris for prostate problems, you will only have to take it until your operation. If you forget to use Minipris, Minipris should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, and it is within 3 hours before your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take the next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, check with your doctor or pharmacist. If you miss two doses or more, you will need to restart at a low dose and build up again gradually to your usual dose. Ask your doctor how to do this. If you take too much Minipris, you may feel lightheaded, dizzy, have a fast or irregular heartbeat, or you may faint. If you think that you, a child, or anyone else may have taken too much Minipris, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking Minipris? Things you should do. Get up slowly, after you have been sitting or lying down. Minipris can cause dizziness, lightheadedness and fainting, particularly if you get up too quickly. This is also more likely to occur if you have just started Minipris, or the dose of Minipris has just been increased. These symptoms can be dangerous, particularly if you are 65 years or older and have heart disease. If you feel dizzy or lightheaded, lie down so that you do not faint. Then sit for a few moments before standing to prevent the dizziness from returning. If these symptoms continue, tell your doctor. A change in dose may be needed. Call your doctor straight away if you experience painful erections, or if your erection continues for longer than 4 hours. Become pregnant while taking Minipris. Are about to start any new medicines, tell your doctor that you are taking Minipris. Remind any doctor or dentist you visit that you are using Minipris. Things you should not do. Do not give Minipris to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Minipris to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking Minipris, or lower the dosage, without checking with your doctor. Your doctor will reduce your dose of Minipris gradually, if you are to stop taking this medicine, driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Minipris affects you. Minipris may cause dizziness, lightheadedness, or fainting in some people, especially after the first dose, or after a dose increase. Blurred vision, or drowsiness may also occur. Make sure you know how you react to Minipris, before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous, if you are dizzy, drowsy, or are not alert. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor, if you drink alcohol. Be careful to limit the amount of alcohol you drink while taking Minipris. Also, take extra care during exercise, or hot weather, or if you have to stand for a long time. Dizziness, lightheadedness, or fainting is more likely to occur if you drink alcohol, stand for a long time, exercise, or the weather is hot. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in their pack until it is time to take them. Keep them in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Miniprice or the tablets have passed their expiry date, getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Side effects. If you are 65 years or older, you should be especially careful while taking Miniprice. Report any side effects promptly to your doctor. Side effects. Feeling sick, vomiting, or dry mouth. Constipation, diarrhea. Weakness, or lack of energy. Headache, or drowsiness. Stuffy nose. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. These side effects are usually mild. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Fast or pounding heartbeat, chest pain, fainting, dizziness, or lightheadedness when standing up, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, blurred vision, rash, itching, or other skin problems, sharp pain in the stomach or back, persistent painful erection of the penis, which occurs without sexual arousal, tingling or numbness of the hands or feet, swelling of the hands, feet, or ankles, feelings of nervousness or depression. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Miniprice contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. 1 mg, 2 mg, or 5 mg of prazosin. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Maize starch. Microcrystalline cellulose. Magnesium stearate. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Calcium hydrogen phosphate. Sunset yellow FCF, 1 mg tablet only. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. This medicine does not contain lactose or sucrose. What Miniprice looks like. 1 mg, orange, capsule-shaped tablets marked MNP1 on one side and scored on the other, OSTAR 1, 0, 7, 5, 6. 2 mg, white, round tablets marked MNP2 on the scored side, and plain on the other, OSTAR 1, 0, 7, 5, 7. 5 mg, white, diamond-shaped tablets scored on both sides, marked MNP5 on one side, OSTAR 1, 0, 7, 5, 8. Each box contains 100 tablets. Who distributes Miniprice? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number. 1-800-675-229. This leaflet was prepared in February 2, 2022. Registered trademark. Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd 2022.